right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very fascinating guest today. It's about a book that a listener told me about. And the listener said, hey, you know what, Sam, these people wrote this incredible book. You ought to learn about it. And I said, okay, well, good. Have me email me some info. So I checked it out. It's incredible. The book's called Enabling the People. And the website, enablingthepeople.com. Rebecca Seebach wrote the book. And Rebecca's online. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable, ma'am.
Hi, Sam. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you betcha. Now, tell me, first off, who you are, Rebecca.
Well, I guess, first off, I am a mom. I have three kids. And I just love our country. I look at them. I look at what we have been given and what America can be. And I wanted to make sure that we teach our children, that we teach ourselves, that we're in a position that we know what the Constitution is. And I just tried to come up with an idea to offer an easy approach to learning the Constitution.
All right, now let's talk about this, though. How would you get constitutional, though? I mean, in America, they don't teach about it in the government schools. They don't, it's, you know, kind of a weird and old thing that only wackos believe in kind of thing. It's not very accepted by society. How on earth did this come to you? You're kind of young, aren't you?
I am, I guess. I'm in my 20s.
Okay, but tell me how a generation like yours would find the Constitution valuable.
You know, it's the way I was raised. I've studied it a lot on my own. I love studying history. I always have. And I notice I like to study. I like to know what's going on right now. And I've realized how critical it is, that we stay informed and we do something to keep the liberties that have been given us.
I agree with you that it's absolutely vital. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't have that view. I'm just saying in society, it's very hard for people to get that view when it's not taught in school, when people don't understand, when it's kind of looked at with derision by politicians and media commentators and everything else. It's very hard to understand and have respect for, appreciation for our founders and what they've put together.
I think that goes back to parents. I've been blessed to have wonderful parents that did instill that in me at a young age. And that's part of this book, is I want it to be in the homes. I think that's where it needs to start. And we need to help parents, because it's a daunting task. There's a lot of rich information in there that's hard to teach to children. And so that was the whole goal, is to make it readily available, make it appealing to all ages, and help parents be able to have a way to share it with their children and have them enjoy it.
All right, we'll get into the details of the book so people can know exactly what it is, how it looks, you know, the details, the artwork in the book is incredible. Enablingthepeople.com, the website. So how many brothers and sisters do you have then?
I'm one of nine.
You got a big family. I love it.
I do.
Okay, and so, by the way, I have eight children, just so you know.
Oh, great.
Four boys and four girls. So they range at my house from 17 to 2, so I got the range there.
Awesome.
But are your family members interested in liberty like this as well then, the other brothers and sisters?
Absolutely, yeah.
Whoa. Man, between me and you, we might actually just bring up a whole other generation of constitutional Americans who stand for liberty.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Oh, the government would freak if we did that. Wouldn't it be fantastic?
Yes, indeed.
All right, now tell me then, so you studied for this book. How did you get your subject on? I mean, there's so many books on the Constitution. There's so many. You put it together in kind of a fresh perspective for all ages, really. How did you get your perspective? In other words, how did you get your focus?
Well, going back to what you said, I wanted something unique. I realized that there wasn't something out there that helped us remember them. So you can study and review, and that was my problem. I would review, and it wouldn't stick. And so I needed something that worked for me, and that's where the pictures come into play. I wanted something that was fun and would make sure that you're going to study the book and then remember it the next day, remember it, you know, years from now. You're going to have a mental image in your mind, and that's what I needed, so I figured others were the same way.
So what are they? Aren't those called mnemonic devices?
Exactly. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I like that. That's what you call real education. Instead of just looking at the pictures and saying, oh, that's a cup, when it really says glass on it, what you're doing is teaching people to read, understand the words, and then use the pictures to just bring all that to your mind.
Exactly. I did go to school for elementary education.
Okay.
I have some background in teaching. I was an art teacher for a while, so education is so important to me, and I think this is one of the most important things that needs to be in the schools, and it's not. And so, again, you know, it's for families, but it's also, we could get into the schools and make a difference there.
All right, we're going to talk about that more, too. How is the mainstream press dealing with this? Are you getting a lot of interviews? And how is the mainstream education system dealing with this? Are they very supportive?
We have had a few that have just jumped on it. We've had teachers that said, I've been looking for this. This is just what we needed. I've seen nothing like this. And they're very eager. We released it just on the 15th in honor of the anniversary of the Bill of Rights being ratified. And so it hasn't been out very long, and we're just getting over Christmas here. And I think it's going to take off come January, that we're going to be making more contacts and just letting people know about it.
How old are your children?
They're all under 5.
They're all under 5. Wow.
Yep.
So one of the things interesting in my mind about this book is if you are old enough to read, then you can read the words and understand, and then the mnemonic device, the pictures, help bring the association to mind of what we're talking about, and then the whole understanding of what you've read. However, even children that are young can use the artwork to get them started understanding. You know, when you learn something at a very young age and you internalize it and associate it, then you kind of fill in the blanks later, right?
Exactly. My children love it already. They know what they are. They have their favorites.
I want to get into some of the favorites right after this break coming up.
Okay.
Because it just shows. I've got my favorite too. I'm going to talk about one of them. The artwork in the book is incredible. Who did the artwork?
I did that.
Oh, you did the artwork too?
I did.
Oh man, she's a self. She's a mom. She's a writer. She's an artist. She's an educator. She believes in America. Wow, if we had like 1,000 views, we could like fix the Republic in a hurry. Enabling the People is the name of the book, ladies and gentlemen. And the idea is to enable the people to understand their heritage, to understand who they are, where they come from. Wow, to understand history, to apply it to their lives today, because we want history to repeat itself. We want the Republic to be reborn again and again and again as we stand for liberty. Rebecca Seebach is the author and the artist on this book. EnablingThePeople.com, the website. When we come back, more details in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.